The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent.
Hello. Howdy. Hey there, friends. Fiends. People in between. What the F is up? What is up, my friends?
Wait, is this your language disclaimer?
Hey, fun fact, there's language in here that may or may not be suitable for different audiences. So if you're uncomfortable with hearing things that could make you uncomfortable,
get the f- out of here. Suck all the dick out of the ass.
You have been blessed by Lord MRF. Now f*** off. Boy, now continue the show.
Okay. 3, 2. To you and you and you and everyone else and all the fiends and all the people in between.
And underneath.
And underneath.
And above.
And above, I guess. Wherever you are, this is for you.
Is that a sexual thing?
Well.
Is this a sexual thing?
It could be.
The bottoms and the tops.
That's what it sounds like to me. For the bottoms that are on the top.
That sounds like a beer commercial.
For the bottoms.
For the bottoms that are on the top. For the tops that are sometimes on the bottom. This Bud Light's for you.
Some of the power bottoms like to ride.
Power bottom 9000.
No, that could be a thing. I think it is a thing. Yeah. So
power bottoms?
Power bottoms is definitely a thing.
Oh yeah.
That's when you aggressively bottom.
Yeah, you guys heard about TD Jakes?
Okay. Anyway, so what I was gonna say is I don't know if you ever heard of this YouTube channel called Jubilee, and they do
Do that again. Do that again. We gotta isolate that sound. Somebody's wearing headphones and they were like mowing the grass or something and you just did that and they just like twitched.
All I said was Jubilee, okay? Jubilee. It is a channel that I've talked about them before. They like try to do some commentary type stuff, and essentially, they've had the most interesting and wild guess who the mole is type of games with people. And sometimes people have to be blindfolded for them because they'll do like some racial type of things where it'll be, guess who the Asian person is in a room of black people, or guess who the non-Jewish person is in the room of Jewish people.
It sounds problematic.
Right? That sounds a little biggity.
Sounds very problematic.
It's fun. And they it's also will do like super like arbitrary topics, like who's the like one person who doesn't like Taylor Swift, but everyone else actually does love Taylor Swift. or, you know,
that's just the most problematic, honestly.
Who gives a fuck about Taylor Swift?
No, I'm just illustrating. There's all types, and they've been doing this for years. I think
I may have seen one of these where they were trying to judge who, like, the tall people were or something. They had some dude standing on a box.
Yeah, they had, well, no, they didn't have them on a box. They had them blindfolded, and they were all sitting in chairs.
Okay, the one I saw, there was the guy that was standing, because you might be able to tell that the guy was shorter because of the sound,
his wave.
You know, the sound coming from him. So I think they had him on a chair.
Right,
he got somebody out of there.
But the point I'm trying to make is that, I've seen a couple of episodes where they had, like, a guest who's a top.
Whoa.
Out of the group of people who were bottoms, or like who's a bottom, I guess, on group of tops. I don't know.
Did they get to ask questions?
Like, yeah, they stand there together and they ask different questions, and they, based off of how people answer, they like vote everyone, like someone off each round. And then, you know, if they do end up getting the mole out, then obviously they get money. They split. If they don't get the mole out, then the mole gets all the money. So, you know, but
that's problematic to the mole people.
So,
why is it?
Which ones?
Why? Wait, yeah, why?
You can't be surfacist.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Okay. So what? Because you get to see the sun for 12 hours a day, you think you get to? Oh, let's suss out the mole. Let's go on a mole hunt. Mm-hmm. When the mole people rise up, your ass can be first on the list because they are receiving transmissions ground wire.
Would you be a mole person? Like,
oh, fuck,
if you
yeah.
had to, like,
if I could. What do you mean had to? If I could, Black Mitch mole person.
They don't have to convince you,
right? No, yeah, like, okay, hey, you can dig through the ground like it was the water. And never have to go outside like that. Get natural exercise. Oh, minerals? You need minerals? Why? Because you're going to be eating them.
Yeah, but you won't be able to see.
No, I don't need to see, man. I can
That's a fair
sense
point.
Vibrations.
Like, what if you lose your sight now?
No, I don't need it. I don't need it. Space boy, I'm going to be surfing through the sand. You ever seen Tremors? The movie? Tremor, the documentary, the docuseries?
No. Can't say that I have. Nope.
Wow. It's a movie. Well, it's a series of movies from the 90s about, I guess,
sandworms.
Sandworms.
Oh, my
odd
gosh.
Sandworms.
I don't like that at all.
Running
like
on sand, makes them come up
that
and get you.
Absolutely awful.
Kind of
like the thing from Beetlejuice, I guess, but not,
oh, gosh.
Not as cartoony or claymane. They look really more real.
That sounds fucking terrible. So, okay. Well, anyways, moving on. Yeah, it's Fiendcast. It's me, Dandy.
I thought we were just going to skip.
I'm not skipping it. I have to do it. No, it's
3K downloads.
You have to
get bent other shows. We're better than y'all.
We're better than.
Coming
for you, Rogan. We're only 4 billion downloads behind you.
We're coming,
right,
bitch.
On that ass.
Like,
nipping at your heels.
Sleep with one eye open, ho. Anyways, I have to do the official introductions, okay? I have to.
She's reading the script. Get the script out.
It's the script. The cue cards are just... Anyways, okay. So, yep, there's me. There's... this guy, there's that guy, there's this other guy.
We shouldn't introduce Couch Guy.
That was a very specific introduction.
As it was said, they know.
No, okay. Then what was the point of, why did we do that? You gotta stop listening to the producers.
We gotta start making producers.
We're at 3,000 downloads. We're fucking professionals, okay?
We
got producers. We got a team. Yeah.
Did you just snort? Did you just inhale
so
the whole?
So loud.
I think that's it. I think we did it. Mission accomplished.
You broke
no,
her.
That was, no, 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 no. Shut up.
That was the sound of Space Boy just deflating. The singularity happened. She got pulled in. No. The mama lady. The
No. No.
Gonna put a dolphin noise over that?
Everything. It's all cut. All of it. Cut. Cut. Cut.
The whole episode cut, starts cut. Over.
Thank you for joining us on this day, whatever day you're listening to it. You know, it's a good day for the Japanese people.
Whoa.
No, really, though. I mean, they made it to the moon also.
Allegedly,
like the rest of us. Yeah, it's all alleged.
Well, so, yeah, the more I think about that now.
I mean, here's the thing. Us fucking plebs on the surface of the earth, the masses.
I'm gonna say it.
How would we know if
been.
They didn't go?
I don't think we've been.
How would we know?
I think the Japanese today. I think they were the first people to make it to the moon.
Oh,
I think they were the first.
You don't think they are the first?
I think they're the first people
because
to make
before
it to the
them,
moon.
Of course, we got the great old USA.
They got the USA in the 60s. All right, when we had, like, you know, computers that were still using film for some fucking
reason.
That
doesn't matter. We figured it out, babes.
And
we
big,
did it.
Big ass
we figured
computer
it out.
Room full of monitors.
Nope, we figured it out.
I've been to Kennedy Space Center. I've been in the little diagram room, and I know those computers couldn't even play Pong. And you're telling me they got people on the moon? I can't get service in Windermere. I can't get service in certain parts of town.
Because that's not what they're using their resources on. They don't care about you getting service. They care about getting to the moon.
That was in the 60s.
That was like 68, 69. There's no way.
There's no way.
Listen.
So,
that was a fucking lie.
So we went first.
And then the Soviet Union.
The Russians.
The Russians. Who, like, have you watched the war at all? Have you seen anything going on in the world right now that the motherfuckers can't do anything?
Have you seen some of the space videos where the people are, like, acting like they're in anti-gravity, but you can see, like, on their belt buckles that there's strings attached to them and they're being held up?
Yeah, see, so they're probably not even in space there.
No, I have not seen these videos.
They're the Wile E. Coyotes.
These aren't real videos.
Yes, the fuck they are. Yes, they are.
That's even more unfortunate. And then after them was China.
Then China?
Which recently let out a military report by accident that they've had mass corruption to the point where there was tests gone to some of their silos to check the missiles. And they found out that the gasoline had been emptied out of, the fuel had been emptied out of the missiles and replaced by water. They just had water in a lot of their missiles. They say that China's modernization is probably set back another 10 years, that they wouldn't be ready to take on Taiwan right now if they wanted to.
Wow. That's a pretty strong statement.
So you're telling me that they got to the moon? Nah.
Right. They don't have an army. They're fighting for people right
well,
now.
Well, they don't even... Well, they need a space program, but you're telling me that they can't get it. Yeah, they're not getting to the moon. They don't have the resources, the people.
I mean, they have a lot of people.
Okay, are they going to build a tower to the moon of people? Maybe they'll get there that way, but otherwise, no. I'm disparaging Black Mitch.
Okay.
Black Mitch's
okay,
villain
okay,
arc.
Okay, fine.
They got a lot of
Chinese can't do it.
They got a lot of dudes there.
Well,
they have a lot of dudes. They have a lot of muscle.
All right, so after that. Was
right?
India.
Okay.
They're still pooping in the street.
They are
I bring this up a lot. I know I do. And
and also they have
and Lord knows I love Indian people.
They got a lot
it
of mutant.
It is not a hate on them.
They
have bright people, doctors, physicians, scientists, physicians and doctors, I guess the same thing, but
they got a lot of mutant babies over there too. They got kids with extra arms and legs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's some right over there.
Because they're doing ceremonies in one part of the lake and then washing their clothes in another and they're putting their dead bodies in another and then down the stream they're pooping and then down the next part of the stream they're giving birth and like that takes a toll generation after generation.
Well, they all swim in poop and pee
Black Mitch.
And stuff in the same areas.
All I can say.
So you're telling me they can't put a toilet on the street.
They can't get it.
I've seen online. I've never personally been to India. I will disclaim that, but I've seen some things online, especially in reference to like the street food or whatever that's going on. And like, if I were to ever visit
they can't afford utensils, but they can afford to get to the moon. Is what you're telling us.
No toilet paper.
Straight raw dogging with their hands and rats everywhere. I have too seen these street food videos and they are disgusting.
I'm just confused about like the rodents. Because
for rats.
Like,
that's food everywhere.
Why are they killing them to eat them.
Nah, the snakes do that.
Well, there's not enough snakes apparently.
There's definitely not because they're crawling all over the fucking food, bro.
Okay, anyways, all right, so fine. Number four, India.
Definitely ain't made it to the moon.
Definitely not.
I think Japan was the first to make it to the moon, and more embarrassingly, they got to the moon, and they're not sure they have enough power to get their rover back.
Oh.
They're like, we got it
Wait,
there.
Wait, so but they
like,
didn't send a person? Because we sent a person.
I've checked, but I don't think they sent...
That's what makes us special.
And if that is the case, that's tragic.
I thought we sent a monkey first. Didn't we send a monkey to space?
We sent him to space.
No,
yeah.
Where is the guy?
He sent a dog.
Didn't the guy say the thing? He was on TV.
Buzz Aldrin?
Sure. He sent one step for everybody, for humanity.
Neil Armstrong.
Something.
He's talking about Neil Armstrong. One small, I don't remember, something about a small leap for man or giant leap for man.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
All right, take a shot. We all messed up a historical quote we should know.
We all messed up some
bullshit.
I'm still American, damn it.
We need to make some rules for our drinking game when we fuck up a fairly obvious fact.
No, because I didn't.
If I was still drinking, I would have fucked that fact up on purpose.
Right?
Just for a shot.
Abraham Wolfman.
Okay, wait. So
it was unmanned.
It was unmanned?
Unmanned.
There was no man?
There was no man.
But wait, what about the man in the thing?
There ain't no man in the canoe.
But wasn't there the guy who said the thing?
No little man in the boat.
The little man in the boat to get rocked up into the moon
zone. Listen, but
that was done on Earth.
Mm.
It was just like some.
But I thought the guy said
photo.
The thing when he was on the moon, and he did. He took the steps, and they was
right?
They
so,
had a camera.
Yeah. And so Japan's struggling to get up there to do that.
Who set that camera up before they got there?
To broadcast that landing.
Obviously, when they launched the moon thing, they put some string out and they fished it down. Look, bro, Stanley Kubrick directed the moon landing.
But this was the first time. This is the first time that we're on the moon. Where did the camera come from?
Mm. They obviously packed the camera in the spaceship.
So you're telling me that they sent a spaceship with people
to the moon, two people, and a camera, and a tripod.
And they released the camera and the tripod out of the spaceship before they got down there so that it could capture the landing.
So they could be like, yo, let me not get my footprints anywhere. Let me not put any footprints down.
Yeah, they deployed the... they deployed... the camera and the tripod with tiny little parachutes that just floated down and landed on the moon. So then when their ship...
How did it land on the moon like that when the gravity... There's not... It doesn't
because
have
they,
like Earth gravity.
It was special.
They had extra room. They had extra room in the spaceship to release a camera with a tripod on it ahead of the rocket, it was a special compartment.
That's the number five on the conspiracy list of if Neil Armstrong was the first man on the moon, then who was filming him go down the ladder?
Yeah.
A camera had been mounted on the side of the lunar module, question mark.
They sent up
We've seen the video.
They sent up a rover first. had a camera on it, obviously. And then when he got there, the rover was already recording. That's all that happened.
Stanley Kubrick did it. He filmed the moon landing so that we could beat the Russians to the moon. And then they also faked their moon landing.
And then I think I saw a video.
They're stupid, too.
I saw the video.
Why else have we not been back?
I saw the video. Exactly. I saw the video.
Because there's nothing there. Why would we go back?
There's plenty there. There's plenty there. You know what's there? A great place to build something to launch to the Mars or the next planet.
Yeah.
Like, how great would it be to have a close satellite that we could put shit on and just leave it there? Ground, on the ground.
Yeah, create a base there so that we, you know, and then have fuel there so then there's less of a trip to Mars.
Right.
Which we're supposedly trying to go to.
Because imagine, okay, like, yeah, it's hard as shit to, like, get out of Earth's atmosphere up and out. But, like, imagine if you could launch from the moon where there's no resistance. You could just and fucking take off.
Yeah, it'd take a lot less power.
That's why we haven't been to the moon.
But the Japanese have.
I think the Japanese are the first people to get to the moon.
Bro,
today. I think they got
but
to
was,
the moon.
But was it a person? It wasn't a person.
It wasn't a person. They landed a robot.
If the video that I saw is an accurate video of the Japanese landing on the moon, that shit was made by AI.
Well.
That shit was fraud as fuck.
Maybe the AI landed it for them, but
plot
I think...
Plot twist. No one's been to the moon.
God, wouldn't that be worse? That's just a power show for, like, Korea and Russia to back off.
That's
in this
exactly
new stuff.
What it was, because there was a fucking... It was us versus Russia, and we wanted to win, so we just lied about it.
And now fucking Japan's like, well, hey, Korea, you keep threatening us with missiles. Well, we just got to the moon.
Burning. We got technology over here, so don't fuck with us.
Don't mess with us. We're going to have moon
men. Look how fucking smart we are, bitch.
Moon Japos.
Japo. Oh, my gosh. It's honestly, like... I'm sorry. That's my favorite storyline here. Like, if it is, just simply no one's been.
No
like,
one has been to the moon.
Absolutely no one has been.
That's like the president's handbook when he gets it, when he like takes first day in office. He sits down and the first page is just big letters. Ain't nobody been to the moon. We're not even sure if anything's up there. What is it?
You guys are Florid. You know, you guys are Floridians. Have you seen any of the launches?
Yes.
In person?
Oh yeah. Well,
No, not in person. So
I've
just
never
on
seen
like
a
TV
person.
And stuff.
Yes, but no. Like I've seen them. So I lived in Merritt Island, which was close to Cape Canaveral, so you could go outside and see them. I wasn't like, you know, at launch. You know, you could go to.
Have I
Kennedy
seen it
Space
outside?
Center.
Yeah, but not like I haven't been there like when they launched
right.
it.
Like, yeah,
at my
I'm
house, like
you...
the windows would rattle and shit when it launched.
Okay, I'm asking if you've seen the entire thing because from information that I've heard and looked into, like they go up and then they just like curve back down.
Oh, well, maybe it looks like it curves because of our atmosphere.
Getting into that round
back down towards the Earth because of our atmosphere.
Well, don't pieces of it like fall off or something?
Yeah,
I get
some
that
of
part. I understand that. I'm not talking about the part that falls off. I'm talking about the part that's still like shooting, but still.
Well, we'll just have to plan a trip. We're gonna have to plan a group trip to the next.
Oh, the Space Center. I would love to go to the Space Center.
Yeah, well, the Space Center is actually really fun. I do like it there.
I don't believe it. I don't believe the information.
Oh,
in Space Center.
The Space Center.
They
so
have,
cool.
But they also have freeze dried food. It's pretty fun.
Cool.
That's dumb.
What the fuck does that have to do with going to space?
Right. That's dumb.
Well, no, because when you're in space, you have to have like the food or in like a certain way.
You gotta have it so
cool.
It doesn't like
when you're in space,
get loose and get in your.
So you
that's
can
the
pretend
Simpsons
you're like a,
that.
Yeah.
When you're in space, you gotta recycle your pee also and drink that. Do
right
do
to your
that
mouth.
At the Space Center?
Do you have to, or do you have some water before you?
Well,
have
I wouldn't.
To do that?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't think you'd have much water because water's heavy. You wouldn't want to take water up with you because it's fucking heavy.
Matt Damon grew potatoes in his own poop in that one movie. Do you do that at the space station?
Smart
too?
Smart man. Poop potatoes. Ain't nothing gonna be wrong with that potato when you fucking eat it. Oh yeah, no, that washes out. Yeah,
wait,
no.
Are we doing that too?
I hope he ate corn first. Then it's a salsa potato.
Ugh. Okay, all right. So, anyways.
I don't know why the corn would have been a salsa potato, but There's a little bit of a leap.
That's
where the corn came from, the salsa.
No.
Black Mitch's villain arc.
Okay. I don't appreciate you saying that, but anyways.
Anyways, no one's been to the moon. It's a lie.
It's a fucking lie.
It's a goddamn lie.
What do we even need the moon? Does anybody know if we need the moon? Like, yeah, sure. It's supposed to control the waves and some white people and navigation, but...
But do we need it?
But do we need it?
You know what? Perhaps not. But you know what we do need? Like, unarguably, you know what we do need? It's positive mental health. We need positive conversations around mental health. We need mental health to be something that is not commoditized or like just made into a, you know, joke for funsies, which I think a lot of people have been doing online lately. And I feel like we've talked about this kind of a little bit before, but it's just crazy to see how casual people treat shit that like should not be treated necessarily so casually. And then also just like what even is, like they say get help and, you know, talk to a therapist, but like what happens when there's like these people who are in those positions because, you know, people are going to people and they're like not helpful. Like I've seen so many posts, especially about like, you know, things like BetterHelp, which is super pushed on like YouTube and Instagram or any type of social media site. It's really pushed heavy, which again is not necessarily bad of itself. I think people should be open to therapy. I think people shouldn't be afraid to look into that and, you know, just again, get whatever type of help that they may need. However, when you have weirdos who like are kind of unqualified and are just taking these jobs, supposedly to help people, but then they're not helping people, like it becomes really weird.
I felt like BetterHelp was one of those things where like it sounds great on paper, but the logistics of it, you just would not be able to get that many therapists with that much of an open schedule.
Yeah.
To fill enough of a demand to keep that business running. So to me it sounded like they were just going to get self-help, like, you know, suicide hotline workers. And you know how good those work. Ooh. So
hold up now. Sounds like it might be a job opportunity. I wonder what the criteria are for
new,
this.
You know, just a soft voice and a comment.
Because like, I could definitely work at a suicide hotline, so I could definitely sit there and ask somebody how whatever they just said makes them feel.
Easy. That's what I'm saying. Like I saw a post in this person, pretty much like they had this experience where they realized their therapist was scheduling hikes at the same time of their like calls and would pretty much just be out on these hikes and treating the conversation like a podcast and just listening to this person talk about, you know, their traumas and their bullshit and what was going on. Just be like, oh, okay, wow. All right, yeah, and then what happened? Obviously, this person, like, stopped.
That's effed up, but however.
They're sitting there stretching like, oh, yeah, tell me about.
They're at home rolling a blunt.
They're fucking, you hear them like, so your father, oh, shit, what is that? Your father was a good... Oh God, it's coming closer. Your father was a good. Shit, he's just running from a panther, or not a panther, I guess a bobcat.
Okay.
All right, but also think about it this way: so we're talking about mental health and things that are supposed to help you, and I'm pretty sure exercise is one of those things. So maybe the therapist was trying to get in a little mental health time while also helping somebody else. It's called time management, people.
No, I don't pay you to manage your time.
Kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah, and I'm not.
But no, you're supposed to be working right now. You don't get to have fun while you work.
To pay attention to me 100%. Like, I pay you to just notice me.
I'm going to act like I don't have a problem with it because I'm going to try to get a job there. I'm going to act like I'm a psychologist, bro.
I love it.
And I will. If I need to schedule
a
workout.
If you need recommendations, I can write a good one.
I'll take it. Thank you. Absolutely. Scam the system with friends. That's what life's all about.
That's what life's all about, baby.
I love it.
But no, really, like, also life's all about enjoying it. I mean, and honestly, unobjectively, is pretty crappy, you know? It's very difficult existing. It just is what it is. But again, when you, like, take your mental health seriously and others take it seriously, it can not be as bad. And, like, I just feel like there's this thing with the younger generation really wanting to attach themselves to, like, having something wrong with them. Like, and I don't want to say wrong, like, wrong, you know what I mean? But, you know, everyone wants to attach themselves to, like, oh, I have this thing, I'm neurodivergent, and I'm also
I'm
autistic,
also ADHD,
and I'm ADHD,
and
I'm ADD,
OCD.
I have OCD, I have bipolar, and like some of these people are just honestly looking for attention. Like, there are people clearly that do have difficulties with how they navigate the world and how they see things. But, like, a lot of y'all are just saying shit. And it's like,
especially the motherfuckers that be stacking shit on. Like, you don't have all these goddamn things, bro. Who diagnosed you with this?
What gets me?
You definitely didn't go to no fucking doctor for that diagnosis.
What gets me are the people. No, you didn't. What gets me are the people who are fucking in the comments just like, well, as someone with autism, and then they like go on their little spiel. It's like, who
the fuck asked you, bitch? Who asked you?
Why couldn't you just say your fucking opinion and go? Like, why did you have to make it an act? Like, again, what? Why are you trying to make that some sort of qualifying factor?
It happens all the time. I see it all the time.
Or it's like the same, like, yeah, as a black person.
As a black person. As a gay person, I don't have a problem with this. Shut the fuck up.
If you could just say you don't have a problem with, like, you don't speak for whoever you're trying. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, why are people trying to make that a thing with, like, I really do love and I appreciate that we're at a point in society where mental health is more regularly talked about and it is something that isn't so taboo and, you know, oh, you're fucking gay or, you know, you're sissy or whatever because you talk about your feelings. I like that we have gotten to that point, but we also have kind of gone really past a certain point in a way where it's like, almost like, again, like, it's just kind of this fun little thing. Oh, I'm OCD, LOL, like, you know, and I don't know. It's
problem is everyone thinks they're a fucking main character. Everyone's got main character energy.
Y'all
need to knock the fuck off. I'm the only person out here that's real. Y'all need to just fucking stop.
We can't all be real.
Learn exactly. Somebody's got to just be filling the fucking gaps. I was driving this morning. Some motherfuckers were taking a turn and missed the road. And stopped, just dead ass stopped in the road. I know their loading sequence just whatever, but almost killed me. Get out of my way. Those were not real people.
There's a lot of lot of that. Cause we're just in a matrix.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real world.
I've been saying it for a while, man. The graphics are getting sharper. Everything's getting beautiful. Like, we've got some amazing TVs. 10 years ago, I was looking at video games like Final Fantasy X and thinking that, like, that was it. That was the pinnacle of video games. Like, mm-hmm. Graphics can't get any better. Like, I can see his hands.
Yeah.
He's got hair. Like, Monsters, Inc. was out. Fucking, that was gorgeous. You know, and so it's like, okay, that's great. But have you noticed, like, we've had cars since, how long have we had cars? Since the turn of the century?
Mm-hmm.
And there's only, like, 8 types of cars now. You would think
they dwindled.
You would think as many cars, or as long as it's been around, we should have hundreds of cars. I think the Matrix just can't load that many cars in, so we get like 6 cars. But they fucking everything looks beautiful.
I mean, things are prettier. I agree, but there is definitely less variety.
I think the assets are getting reused,
and that's with everything. That's with like homes. That's with cars. That's with fashion. Like, again, there's a lot, like, there's a lot of really nice looking stuff, but it also kind of all looks the fucking same.
How many cookie cutter neighborhoods have you rolled through where you're
too
like
many.
Yeah, okay, I can understand where the builder is like, okay, this is the easiest way to do it, we know the building plan.
Mm-hmm.
But also at the same time, like, some of those are just ridiculous where you know the builder could not have sat there and gone, this is a good idea, people would love to live here.
Yeah.
It just has to be something the system's like, nah, I don't have enough space. We got to just... You want to be able to drive through this area? All the same house.
Copy and paste.
Copy and paste.
I mean, that's an interesting theory. That really is. Hmm.
We should be having all sorts of cars, all sorts of unimaginable
well,
vehicles.
I mean, okay, so would that also explain, like, just... No, no.
Why do we just stop with gasoline? Why were we just like, all right, nah, no more. We're not looking into anything else.
Hmm.
Right, especially when there's so much death, war issues with oil, and we have other resources.
And then how do you explain DMT, where like people trip and then all see the same thing?
Maybe that's also why.
I need a DMT trip soon.
We're gonna like. Let the AI take care of everything and start telling us what to do. Oh,
no, we gotta stop looking for outside saviors. That's not going to do anything. You're gonna be waiting forever.
Listen, the AI.
Okay, so then if they have to come and do everything for us, then what is the purpose of the people then?
Fix
and
the AI.
If the AI is that smart, it's going to be able to fix itself, is it not?
No, it's going to kill us.
It needs dexterous hands because it can't build a machine that can do my job yet.
That's not true. They're fucking there.
Oh
have
my
been,
gosh.
There
know,
have been
they're
robots.
Gonna have octopus
did
hands.
You guys
there
ever
have been robots making cars and stuff? They have hands. They
that's
have.
True.
Did y'all
they have everything?
Have y'all?
They
seen...
have dogs that can backflip now.
Fucking
they,
right.
They have it all.
That's scary, real.
Have y'all? They do actually have dogs that backflip. Have y'all seen that episode of South Park where like all the plumbers and like contractors and all this stuff, they're like making big bank. And they were, like, mm-hmm. the richest people around because nobody knew how to do shit anymore. And they, like, you know, needed them for everything.
They got to learn a trade, and everyone's got to poop, so.
Yep.
Necessary.
That's truth.
And everyone's got to poop. You know who doesn't have to poop? Oh, well, the robots. But I was going to say models. Models never have to poop.
That's true.
You know the models who never, ever had to poop? The ones that used to be on Sports Illustrated.
Oh, those poor
you know they were never pooping.
They weren't eating food. They only smoked cigarettes and drank water.
And vodka.
Yeah.
Hey, that's how you keep the skinny in. That's how you keep it skinny. Ladies.
No, but for
well, that's,
real.
That's what they used to be like anyway.
So, yeah, no, it used to be. Even with like Victoria's Secret, that's like an interesting thing when you think about it. How there was this kind of. I don't want to, necessarily a standard, but it was a desire that, like, you know, it was a appeal for these women to look a certain type of way. And specifically with the Sports Illustrated, that's like an iconic magazine. That's like Rolling Stone. That's like fucking motherfucking Vogue, okay? That's like 17 magazine. All right, Cosmo, if you will. We is that a mag? Is We a magazine?
I think so.
People
yeah,
is a magazine. Yeah, for sure. I forgot the magazine names. But the point is, Sports Illustrated is one of those goated ones. It's been around for decades, forever, and it's known for having like hot people, specifically women. I don't know that it was always like that from the beginning, but I know when they started doing that is when they got their fucking notoriety.
The swimsuit edition has been a staple yearly since 1964.
Oh, okay. So
older than most of our parents.
Actually is older. That's 3 years older than my mom. Fun fact.
I have a young mom, so that's hella older than mine. God damn.
So, you know, the point is like it's always kind of had this thing of this, you know, it's not an average girl. She's beyond average, right? Like she's
magazine worthy.
She's magazine worthy.
She's the Sports Illustrated cover model.
I mean, hello.
Carmen Electra.
Oh. Tyra Banks.
Yeah, well, that's a bad example. She had a
looked good.
The fuck she did. She did all that fucking forehead. Boy, there was...
Now that's going to be the cover photo for this episode.
She had more forehead than fucking body. She was tall broad.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with being a tall broad or having a big forehead. Okay.
It is if it's the size of a fucking billboard.
All right, anyways, moving on. The point is, there was, you know, again, like just this energy of like, hey, hotties on hotties. And this is, you know, what we're pushing. But in the later times, later ages, I guess you could say modern days, we know that there has been this energy of everyone deserves a trophy. Even the people who may not deserve a trophy. They do because they participate. They exist. They're here. So, and the same thing applies to, it applies to pretty much everything, especially body positivity. So when you have something like Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition, which is centered on a specific body type, which I don't know why celebrating one thing is downing another thing. You don't have to be body positive to necessarily, like, you don't have to show... Well, maybe that doesn't sound right.
Well, like, because they have had issues before with Sports Illustrated.
They had thicker women.
Well, they've had specifically with being too sexy. Hannah Davis in 2015 hooked her thumbs inside of her bikini and pulled it down.
Mm-hmm.
And people were shocked, saying that she was pulling it too low and being inappropriate and pornographic.
In 2015?
I was going to say, I know a lot of girls hook their thumbs in a bikini on
I mean, but this
cover.
Was Sports Illustrated, and if you look at just the thumbnail there, yeah, she's showing a lot of the...
Oh, there's a little bit of cooter.
Yeah, that's there's the upper cooter area there.
Oh, okay.
Like, you're getting Sports Illustrated sent to your house, and they don't put the
that's
little
low,
black...
Bro.
That's cooter.
That's almost pornographic. Like, I agree with them on that one.
Yeah, that's fair.
They don't put a little cover on the front of that magazine when they send it to your house. Like, you should be able to get that out of your mailbox and the elderly lady across the street be cool with it. If I pull that out and have the Sports Illustrated part covered...
That looks like it could be a porno mag.
Yeah, that woman's going, oh, lordy.
We all know that's exactly what Sports Illustrated that part was used for.
Right.
So why are we
playing
these games?
Yeah, it was used as fat material, I'm sure, but that's not the point.
100%.
2019 was... I'm going to fuck up her name, Halina Aden, who wore a hijab and burqa on the cover.
Okay.
Over her or under her bathing suit.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was...
Wait, so she put the bathing suit on top of the...
So, you know, imagine getting the Sports Illustrated and you're a horned up sports guy wanting your bikini model and she's wearing head to toe... Like, that's not swimsuit edition.
Yeah.
I get the inclusivity, but...
Who's fapping to that?
Now, Yumi Nu, I don't think she looks horrible. She's just a big girl.
She's okay.
And then Ashley Graham, who's, like, a bigger girl.
Yeah, she's fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with having the bigger girls.
I do. Oh. How big?
All right. How do you feel about
how big we're talking here?
How you feel about Kim Petras, though?
Are we talking about?
I don't know what, like, she, what Takara, does she look like?
Are we talking about like Takara big? Or are we talking about?
No, no, no. She's thinner. She was this last year's swimsuit cover model.
She
is a dude.
Air quotes, in air quotes.
Yeah, is definitely a dude.
Yeah.
That is a dude.
They show that dude's dick bulge in the bikini.
I'm sure. That is sure? German transgender pop star Kim Petras. Oh, why would you not? If you're going to take the picture, you got to.
I hope excuse it me? Was actually focused on. They should have. Like,
they put like ripply waves around everything else. Just frame
everything
it perfectly
else is
in.
Just slightly blurred. Except for that area.
What if that dude lady did the thumbs in the bikini thing like the other chick,
just
but instead
low.
Of vagina? It's just dick.
Just one big main vein.
I didn't know that that Kim Petras was.
I'm probably saying the name wrong. No, it's Petras.
It's Petras. I didn't know that
she had a boner.
I didn't. And you know, I know she. I had the song with Sam Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That should have been
your first. Oh, that's who that is?
Yeah. That should have been your first clue.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew that was a dude. So it was like the first trans woman dude whatever to win a Grammy or something, like whatever the fuck they won for that song. Some shit, some award.
I will say the comments under this video or this article are great. One says, this is for the article. This is a comment that the article took and put in the article. This is a form of mind rape, one reader fumed. The goal is to trick hetero men into sexual desire for other men. If you don't like... you are a bad guy. Others, however, supported the singer, calling her gorgeous, sexy, super curvy lady.
I'm going to assume that dude that left that comment was into it, upset about it. Is that
you
what's
are trying
going
to trick me maybe. Into having sexual desire for men butt?
Well, here's the thing. Like, these dudes are getting pretty good at looking like not dudes. And I think it's also part of the way that a lot of women are doing their makeup and making themselves look and getting all these surgeries and getting fake body parts. So they got fake body parts
and
they got fake body parts. Everybody got the fake body parts. So you can't tell the fucking difference at this point. So, I mean, you know, if you're into women though, and then you see this man lady and he looks enough like a woman, and then you find out, oh, actually, that's not. Then you're just like, oh man, you tricked me.
Yeah,
because I mean, it is
you
trickery.
You baited me.
He looks enough like a woman, so you pull his panties to the side, and the dick flops out.
And then you're shamed. He's like three times your size.
I mean, could
you
imagine the sheer surprise?
Crying game.
I feel like though, if you go to like reach for the panties, I think at that point you probably are gonna notice.
Maybe you just think it's big lips.
There, yeah.
Maybe you think it's big lips.
Big lips.
Maybe you think it's just a fat cat.
Yeah. She got that big, big
clit. As the ladies say, a fat clit. That China the wrestler fucking clit.
It's not a thumb. Definitely a clit.
Wow. Fucking wow.
Anybody remember that this is an NC-17 podcast? We're going to make it into the annals of history.
but
Sports Illustrated's going the way of the dinosaur, though.
Yeah, it's going to go away because, I mean, everything's going to go away. And it's all going to be replaced with...
Is it really because they're going woke, though, with the trans stuff? Or is it because nobody fucking reads magazines anymore?
Well,
that part
that too.
Probably, too. I think it's a combination.
But also, would you want to buy a magazine, though, if it's got, you know, like... a body that you don't want to look at on there? Like,
if you were a part... Remember when they were mad about the beer thing with the trans...
Well, that was because they picked a shit ass for
first
they
of
picked
all,
a person that even other trans people don't like. Like, they picked just an annoying shit ass.
Those people that were upset about that are fucking dumb because it was there. One, those cans, the can with the trans person on it was never actually fucking released. It was just a goddamn marketing thing. There were no fucking trans on cans. It just they didn't.
Wait, trans on cans? No trans. Is that on, the thing?
There, if you no, put there one was of them not, gays on my can, it's gonna take
not,
my beer.
There was no fucking goddamn trans person on.
I thought they were just mad because the person was in the commercial. I didn't know about the cans.
It wasn't. It was just yeah. I'm,
well,
I'm,
the cans were in the well, commercial.
In the commercial, the person's face was on a can. And
I think so they were on thought some that of they the. Were, the packaging on the outer packaging.
Oh, I thought that they were on the can, but either way, they're acting. They never happened. It never happened. It didn't happen. It didn't fucking exist.
Oh, they
you guys are mad over a dumbass fucking marketing goddamn advertisement.
So here's where I gotta unfortunately check you on that one, because I have footage from the moon landing, and they definitely had cans of Budweiser. With Tom, with Mulaney's face on.
Okay,
there.
We're done. We're done.
Shut it down, bro.
There's that's it. We're out of here, bro. I mean,
they're drinking the gay beer on the moon with the Tuttle Jews.
Who's actually been to the moon? That's the real question here. And
one
I
Japanese
think you should,
robot.
Maybe allegedly. So well, stay tuned.
If I believe that anybody did it, I believe it was the Japanese people.
If right. anyone did do it, it was probably definitely them. But I mean, hey,
they got mechs, mechanized.
Well, I yeah. mean, Elon Musk is trying.
They got isn't
he?
They got Transformers
he,
and Gundams.
What is he? What do his rockets go to?
Elon Tusk. Who knows? The government.
Where are the rockets going? Doesn't he shoot rockets? Where do they go?
Apparently, he shoots them wherever the fuck he wants because he's got money. Like
he's putting.
But I'm saying, is he not going to the moon?
He's,
no,
he's creating
he's
space.
Trying to go to, he's trying to go to Mars, right?
Yeah.
Does he just like so?
He wants to make slavery.
Do
on
people
Mars.
Come back?
No, no, he's going to advance to Mars and get the fuck off the Earth the same way that all the rich people are doing the bunkers, but he decided to go up instead of down.
And he's already said he thinks, he didn't say slavery, but he put it as like somebody's got to do the work. So,
okay,
you know, that doesn't bode well
but,
usually.
Okay, wait, well, if you do the work, do you get to live in the
I mean,
the
you
bubble?
Have to live there. Because where else are you going to be? Hey, thanks for building your hut for day two. Like, look, you're going to sleep out there, so.
Yeah.
Try not to fucking die in the vacuum of
yeah,
space.
Yeah, don't have your asshole sucked out of your spacesuit.
Okay. All right. Well, so thanks for listening. Hope you learned a thing or two. If you didn't, maybe you should fix your brain.
Yeah, do better next time.
Yeah.
Listen with your smart brain on.
Be yeah, better.
Turn your listening brain on.
My God.
Okay. Desi, anyone have anything to say?
We're going to start a Patreon. And you can donate money to us.
Donate money to us.
But if you don't trust sending money to Patreon and you'd rather support us just straight to us, you can tape yourself landing on the moon, or more awesomely, tape us landing on the moon.
That's not the support I want.
Get us to the moon. Actually, yeah. Just get us to the moon.
That's not the support I want.
You don't
want
to get to the moon?
We don't want your moon videos.
I don't give a shit about
we want money.
Videos.
No.
Fiendcast on the moon?
Put the cash apps up there. No. We'll use the money to go to the moon.
We're going
to.
That's how we'll get to the moon.
Right.
That's how we'll get to the moon.
Join our Patreon. We'll get us to the moon.
That's right.
We need to.
We'll either prove all the flat earthers wrong or right, or the global people wrong.
That's
or
true.
Right. We're going to get all the information
just
for
stay
you guys.
Tuned.
Send us your money.
We're giving you the raw footage, baby.
Raw
we're going to get you a Martian.
It's not going to be AI.
No. Nope. Raw data all day.
Yeah. We'll show you landing on the moon from the spaceship instead of somehow getting a camera there ahead of time to see us.
if India could do it I've
real.
Got a whole shed
listen,
of stuff out there.
Listen, we are American and that was real.
The fuck? There's nothing real in America.
They definitely thought ahead and they were like, nah, I'm putting this camera on the outside. It's going to look great. When you get out there,
so,
Neil, really just
so
lean in on it.
And then just go back up. And come out. For what?
You know, they said cut, and Stanley fucking Kubrick came in, and then Neil Armstrong was like, I need a coffee. And some young aide ran him out of coffee, and he probably hit that aide because it's the 60s. Yeah. Punch her upside the damn head.
Why is that?
Well, it was probably a guy. Punch him upside the head.
No. No. They had women bring the coffee.
True. That's true. You don't want to.
Turn it off. Turn the fucking episode off.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.